Based off the young adult novel 13 Reasons Why, the Netflix series follows a high school girl who kills herself after creating a series of tapes for her classmates who influenced her suicide.
Hey, it's Hannah. Hannah Baker. Settle in, because I'm about to tell you the story of my life. More specifically, why my life ended. And if you're listening to this tape, you're one of the reasons why.
The Netflix series has caused a stir among viewers and mental health professionals regarding its depiction of suicide and what its impact might be. Maggie Peterson is the Special Education and Pupil Services Director for Rhinelander High School and says suicide is not properly handled in the show.
In this miniseries, I think suicide is depicted in a couple of ways that are concerning. First, I think that it can be viewed as glamorizing Hannah's decision and the school, fictional school, in this situation, for example, leaves a memorial on her locker for an extended period of time, which isn't considered best practice. Students are seen in this fictional drama as taking selfies outside of that locker memorial, which again would not be something that would be considered a good practice in a high school.
Despite the show creating an avenue for dialogue, Peterson says it missed an opportunity to continue the conversation.
Another that is concerning as I've watched several episodes of this miniseries is that there's not a lot of talk of treatment for any of the students with any of the things that they're going through. And there's no talk of mental health treatment. There's ineffective counseling, which I am happy to say is not the case here at our school.
But Peterson says there's a message of hope and believes the show can still make a positive impact with its incoming second season.
I think it's their opportunity to show a functional system, one that has resources, one that has counselors that are super responsive to kids and what they need, one that has good communication with within their school setting and with the parents of the students that are in crisis, and one that gets kids that need it connected to additional resources outside of the school.
One of those counselors for Rhinelander High School students is Susan Loffenberg, who agreed with Peterson in many respects.
I hate to use the word glamorize because I don't think it glamorizes it, but it dramatizes suicide as I'm killing myself and these are the reasons why, and I'm blaming everybody as to why I'm killing myself.
Loffenberg also takes offense to the way mental health resources are depicted in the Netflix series.
Responsibility for her own mental health. But I think that what happens is because that in the movie they do not depict the mental health facilities at all, and they don't depict the counselor as being, you know, proactive in that way, I think that that makes people, young people, think that we aren't going to be able to help.
Loffenberg recommends parents be aware of 13 Reasons Why.
Well, first of all, I think that it's important that educators, counselors, people who work in the mental health field are aware of it being out there. Because I think whether we want high school students to be viewing it or not, they are. I think that my biggest concern is that parents are not aware of their kids watching it. And I think that that is the scary point.
Whatever the show might say, Loffenberg says there are methods of suicide prevention that everybody should be aware of.
You have to ask the question. That's one of the things that we want to teach high school students, all students in health classes, something called QPR, where you're going to question it and you're going to actually ask the question, are you suicidal? Have you been thinking about killing yourself? We shouldn't be afraid to ask that question, because that's the first question that should come out of our mouths when we encounter anybody, friends, relatives, whatever, who appear to be very depressed and be really struggling with things. Then you assess the immediacy of the situation, because it is our responsibility as humans, it's our responsibility as friends, relatives, whatever, to seek help.
The schools in Rhinelander have numerous resources for students with mental illness, which Loffenberg encourages all students and parents to be aware of.
Well, besides your school counselors and your school psychs who are here, as well as administrators, school liaison officers, anybody, your school social worker like Mrs. Rudis, you know, anybody working in the pupil services field. There's also your teachers. I mean, they are a good resource as well. We are all mandatory reporters, but besides that, we are also all have access to getting assistance for students.
Laufenberg says there are also resources available outside the school district.
The Oneida County Human Service Center has a screener, has mental health screeners where they'll come and they'll ask questions and they'll decide the immediacy of the threat and see if the person needs to be hospitalized. There are mental health facilities. There's mental health counselors in the community. So there's all kinds of resources. There's a crisis hotline. There's a suicide hotline. All of those different resources for young people to use.
For WXPR, I'm Andrew Padgett.